The Challenge of the Yukon.
On King! On your husky!
The wonder dog King, swiftest and strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the new Northwest country, where the greed for wealth and power led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog King met that challenge, and justice ruled triumphant. Buck Creedy and Ben Green stood together at the bar in the Gold Nugget. As the bartender gave them their change, he indicated a small box that stood nearby.
There's a good place for your change, boys, instead of putting it back in your pocket.
What are you talking about, Barney?
That box. It's a collection they're trying to take up for a schoolhouse and books. It seems the kids in town ain't got no place to get educated.
Yeah. And I ain't got no kids, so my change goes right in my pocket where it belongs.
Guess that's just about the way everybody feels. There just ain't no civic spirit. This box is empty. Be back with you in a minute, boys.
The reason I wanted to meet you here, Ben, is to tell you that Al Bixby is in town.
He bring the dog with him?
You don't think he's planning to fight my dog himself, do you?
Well, I just didn't know what was planned.
Now pass the word around quietly. If the Mounties get wind of it, they'll stop it.
Where's Al staying?
At the Northern Hotel. I'm on my way up to see him. Now spread the word about the fight. Talk up that dog of his. Tell him he's a killer. And try to get bets 2-1 against my dog.
Yeah. I'll come out to your house tonight.
The fight will be held north of town, back at Beaver Hill, in 2 days. It'll start after dark, about 7.
I'll get a crowd there, don't you worry. See you tonight. Yeah, Pete. The man is from Sitka. He has a dog that can whip anything in the Yukon.
Well, thanks, Bill. I'll be there.
Spread the word around the right people. But we don't want the Mounties to hear about it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good fight. Behind Beaver Hill Thursday night.
I'll be there. I'll tell the boys.
Be sure you tell the right one.
I have placed my bet on that dog from Sitka. Mon Dieu, have you seen him? Look in that crate behind the Northern Hotel. What the devil!
Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police was walking along the main street of Dawson with his big lead dog, King, when he heard the voice of young Jim Donahue.
Sergeant Preston.
Oh, hello, Jimmy.
I've been trying to catch up with you. Hello, King.
How are you? Quite a while since I've seen you.
Oh, I'm fine. Do you care if I walk along with you?
Glad to have you, Jim. How's the school fun coming along? I've been away.
Not so good.
Oh?
Well, I guess people around here don't care much whether we learn anything or not. Guess there's no chance of getting a special cabin built for a schoolhouse. Dad says nobody's given any money.
Well, that's too bad.
Bobby Johnson's grandfather says he'll teach for nothing. He used to be a schoolmaster. But the trouble is, he needs books and things.
Yes, I know.
Bobby and I even found an old bell. It was on that old wrecked riverboat.
You have a bell, but no schoolhouse to put it on.
Well, that's right. Say, have you seen that big dog in the crate behind the Northern Hotel?
A dog? Well, no, I haven't.
He's the worst dog I ever saw. He's all full of scars. He's so mean he tries to tear the crate apart if you go near it.
He's full of scars, you say?
Yeah. His ears are half chewed off, and his nose has been torn open. Big scars all over it. He must have been in a million fights.
Whose dog is he, Jim?
I don't know. Bobby and I just happened to see him when we were taking a shortcut.
Well, here's the Northern Hotel. Come on, Jim. Let's go back and have a look at him.
I knew you'd want to see him. That's why I tried so hard to catch up with you. Well, I thought maybe his owner was mean to him or something.
Quiet, King. Behave yourself now.
There's the crate. With the slats in the front.
Oh, he is a tough customer.
Now, King, get back, I say.
I'll stay back there.
See the scars on him, Sergeant?
Mm-hmm. He's been in a lot of fights, Jim. The way he tried to get at King through those slats, it looks as if he were trained to fight.
You mean they train dogs to fight each other?
Some people are brutes enough to enjoy that sort of thing, Jim. It's against the law, and they'd better not try it in my territory.
Well, here comes a man with some food. Maybe he owns them.
This your dog, mister?
Oh. Oh, you're a Mountie. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's mine.
How did he get all scarred up like that?
I bought him from a man over in Moosehead. Said he couldn't do anything with him. He's mean. Wants to fight every dog he sees. That's why I have to keep him locked up.
You plan to live in Dawson?
No. No, I'm just passing through. Thought maybe I could train that critter and make him into a sled dog. Big and strong enough.
It'll take a lot of patience, but it can be done. Good luck. Come on, Jim.
Man looks as mean as his dog.
Yes, that's what I thought.
I was watching when he came around the corner of the hotel behind you. He looked scared when he saw you were a Mountie.
Oh, he did?
He looked as if he wanted to turn back. Then he saw me looking at him.
I doubt that he told me the truth about that dog.
What do you mean?
I think he's owned him for a long time, Jim. The dog's afraid of him.
Yeah. You mean the way he cringed back in the crate?
Yes. Jim, how would you like to be my special deputy for a few days? Oh.
Gee, Sergeant, do you mean it?
Yes, I'm serious.
Gosh, I'll do anything you tell me to.
I just want you to keep your eyes and ears open. If you hear anything about that dog or that man, tell me about it.
I sure will, Sergeant.
And if you hear any mention of a dog fight, tell me that, too.
Al Bixby sat in his hotel room talking quietly to Buck and Ben, who'd arrived there unseen by anyone in the hotel.
Well, we're all set to go. There's going to be a big crowd out there tonight. Everybody's itching to bet money.
How much money's been put up so far?
About 5,000.
What if we just skipped out with it now? We could get a good start.
Oh, we're waiting. See a lot more put up tonight before the fight.
What's your plan, Al?
Look, you'll have your dog team waiting with supplies just north of Beaver Hill. I should be close to 10,000 bet on that dogfight. Ben will be holding the stakes.
Yeah, but how do we get away?
We start the dogs fighting, see? Then when everybody's excited watching them, we fade back and get away.
But they'll see us. They'll notice if we leave our corners.
Yeah, we can make some excuse about getting water or something. Everybody will be so excited they won't be watching anything but the dogs.
You mean we're just going to leave the dogs until one kills the other?
Sure. That fight will take a long time. We'll have a good start by the time it's over.
That suits me. What about you, Ben?
Sounds safe enough. They can't report us to the police because the fight isn't legal. They sure can't catch us by themselves.
Yeah, you got the idea exactly. Buck, you start talking about your dog.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter now which one they bet on. We get the money anyway.
It was after 7 that evening that Jimmy rapped at Sergeant Preston's door. He was breathless with excitement.
Sergeant Preston.
Well, hello, Jimmy. Come in.
They're having the dogfight tonight. I heard two men talking.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir. I was standing in the dark around the corner of the hotel. These men didn't know I was there. The fight is at Beaver Hill, north of town. They were just getting ready to go to it.
Good work, Jim. I'll get out there right away.
But would you care if I went along?
I don't think you'd better go, Jim. This flat will be trouble.
Aw, gee. And you said I was your deputy.
Well, all right, Jim. You'll promise to stay back in case there's some shooting.
Sure. I'll do anything you tell me to.
Come along, then. Come on, King.
An oblong pit had been dug in the ground behind Beaver Hill. Bright lanterns hung on posts at each corner. Ben, a box heavy with money on the ground before him, was busily entering names in a book. The two dogs, muzzled and leashed, stood on opposite sides of the pit held by their owners. At a signal from Ben, the starter gave the word, and both dogs unmuzzled and thrown into the pit.
Killer, do first gun.
Look at that husky rip into him. Give it to him, killer. My money's on you.
He ain't got a chance. Buck Stark is going to kill him. Almost got his throat that time. That husky's too quick.
Hey, everybody around me. Sergeant Preston, the Mountie's coming. He's right behind me. Get out of here if you don't want to be arrested.
Run, boys. Come on, I'm getting out of here. Hurry up. This way, Pete.
I'm coming. Hey, what about the dogs?
The heck with the dogs.
Stay back, Jimmy. I'll stop those dogs. Get back, you. Stop it, I say. Back, I tell you. Let go.
Looks as if he's dead.
He's not much of a killer right now, Jim. But he's breathing. The other dog's almost done for, too.
Poor things. Where do you suppose everybody went?
Well, someone must have brought word I was coming. I'll get these dogs muzzled, and we'll take them back to town on my sled. I'll get them to a vet in the morning. There's one at the barracks. Okay. Hey, Huskies. Hello, Jim. You're up early this morning.
Are the dogs going to be all right?
Oh, yes, I think so. They're badly torn up, but the vet thinks he can pull them through. I've just come back from there.
I've been looking for you. There's an awful lot of excitement in town.
Oh?
Buck and Al, the man who owned the killer, have disappeared. Ben's gone, too, and they took all the money.
The money the men had bet on the dog?
Yeah. The men were all mad. One of them says they saw them leave with a dog team from back of Beaver Hill when everybody was running away last night.
From back of Beaver Hill. A dog team, eh? That trail shouldn't be hard to follow.
You're going to go after them, Sergeant?
Yes, but don't tell anyone to me.
Well, I won't. Gee, I hope you catch them.
It may take a few days, but I'm going to try.
Unchain! Un your husky!
The Gold Nugget Bar was packed with men. Their noise subsided as Sergeant Preston entered.
Why do you think he asked everybody to be here?
You got me. It's almost a week since the dog fight. Hey, do you think he found out about it?
He's going to talk. Let's get up close.
Ben, I spread the word around for you to be here because I have some news that might interest a few of you. Today, I brought in three prisoners. Buck Creedy, Al Bixby, and Ben.
He caught him.
Hey, how'd he know about it?
They had a lot of money with them that Ben said were bets that had been placed on a dog fight. Now, maybe some of you were there and would like to claim this money. Of course, I'd have to prosecute you because, as you all know, dog fights are illegal. But if you care to claim it, it's your privilege. Is there anyone here who wants his money? Well, it looks as if nobody here had attended the fight. Now, I have a suggestion to make. If anyone disagrees, please speak up. As long as no one seems to want to claim the money, I suggest we give it to the school fund. Any objections?
Nobody's going to claim any of it. I sure ain't.
That's right.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. That will be all.
Sergeant, it's nice of you to give me a ride to school. Do you hear the bell? The one we found.
I sure do, Jim. It's a good-looking schoolhouse, too.
That was a pretty good job we did. That dogfight case, I mean.
Yes, I think so. Okay. Hiya, Huskies. There you are, Jim.
Thanks, Sergeant. And if you ever need a deputy again, just let me know.
I certainly will, Jim. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sergeant Preston.
Unchain! Un your husky!
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. They are sent to you each week at this same time. This is Larry McCann speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.